Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois tollway officials calling on drivers to pledge that they'll slow down and move over in work zones.
2 years ago this week, tollway worker David Schwartz was killed by a driver who didn't move over on the tri-state. So was State Trooper Christopher Lambert back in January. Schwartz's name is one of more than 1,400 on the National Work Zone Memorial. The traveling wall is on display at the Hinsdale Oasis through next Monday. That's where drivers can sign the pledge to slow down and move over. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago firefighters cleared out the Mariano's grocery store in Greektown yesterday. The problem, an unknown substance. A hazmat was declared while investigators checked it out. Tests revealed nothing dangerous. Health officials in northern Indiana have issued a warning about a rare, deadly, mosquito-borne virus in some insects and animals. Eastern equine encephalitis can cause brain infections. It's been identified in three horses and a cluster of mosquitoes in Elkhart County. No Indiana residents have been diagnosed with the virus, but it has turned up in three states, including Michigan. New recommendations are expected this week at Chicago-based Boeing. The New York Times reports they include changes to the company's structure and the creation of groups that would focus on safety. Boeing 737 MAX remains grounded following two crashes that killed 346 people. A boil order is in effect in Calumet City today.
E. coli bacteria was found in the water supply at the American Legion at 950 Legion Drive. And officials say no one who lives near there should drink their water without boiling it first. E. coli bacteria can make you sick and are a particular concern for people with weakened immune systems. Only residents who live near the Legion Hall on Legion Drive in Calumet City are required to boil their water. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Data science coming to the University of Illinois, Chicago.
The College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs has announced it will now be home to one of the nation's few graduate programs dedicated to data science in the public sector. The college will offer a Master of Science in Civic Analytics degree, which was recently approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. According to UIC, it combines instruction in civic technology and data analytics to fulfill what they say is a rising need for data specialists in government and nonprofit areas. Classes are expected to begin in the fall of 2020. Miriam Sobe, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign has recognized five professors for their excellence in teaching and service. The University Scholars Program began in 1985. Recipients receive $15,000 a year for 3 years to use towards scholarly work, including for travel, research, assistance, and books. Some new sculptures are coming to Millennium Park.
The Millennium Park Foundation says the two new sculpture exhibitions will open September 23rd and be on display through 2021. They're by Chicago-based artists Edris Soto and Christine Tarkowski. Soto's work is constructed from 12-inch cast concrete blocks. Tarkowski's work is made from hand-blown glass boulders. The installation will be placed in the garden of Millennium Park. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
While the plot unfolds inside the Ford City movie theater, some customers say there's quite another in the parking lot. CBS 2 reports burglars broke into at least four vehicles one night last week. Erica Angelo says they took her entire sound system.
We need to have some security out here. No one's going to want to come here anymore. I don't feel safe here anymore at all.
The movie theater was sold earlier this year. No comment yet from the new owner. Rising water in parts of the Fox River and Chena Lakes is expected to crest sometime today. Mike Warner is the executive director of the Lake County Stormwater Management Commission.
Right now, it looks like between 300 to 500 homes may be impacted. There are sandbagging operations that are underway right now.
A number of roads are closed due to flooding. Chicago police are investigating the latest in a series of armed robberies in the same neighborhood.
Chicago police had issued a community alert about holdups in the South Loop over the past month. Then last night, another one. Police say three women were walking in the 800 block of South Wabash when a man came up to them wearing a white mask and pulled out a gun. He demanded their belongings. They complied, and he took off. No one was physically injured. Police say there have been at least four other holdups in that area since mid-August. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A pair of Indiana state troopers who share a very close bond are moving on to the next chapter.
Two members of the Indiana State Police who have been married for almost 24 years have recently announced their retirement from the department. Master Trooper Richard Crawford became an Indiana state trooper in 1990 after serving in the Air Force and with other police agencies. Lieutenant Nicole Crawford became a trooper in 1993. And even though she's retiring from the Indiana State Police, she will still fight crime. She has accepted a position with the Tennessee Dangerous Drug Task Force. While wishing the couple the best in their retirement, State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter says it has been a pleasure to serve alongside the dedicated public servants who, he says, have given way more to citizens than they will ever get in return. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.